You are now locked into Interconnected Voices.
Interconnected Voices.
A few months ago, I moved back to Tottenham. So I'm in Bruce Grove, just like literally a few steps from Boardwalk Farm Estate. And I've spent some time in Hackney, which, you know, making the trip out of Tottenham into Hackney was a regular thing. Both areas were just consistent in terms of, I don't know, the cultural vibe of the place. I have been living in Hackney and watching Hackney completely change beyond recognition. And actually the reason I'm back in Tottenham is part of that change beyond recognition is I can't afford to live there anymore. The thing that I've welcomed is being back in Tottenham. So there's a road that a lot of people, well, people that kind of spend time in North London or North East London, whatever you want to call it, will know, West Green Road. West Green Road was, when I was growing up, it was, we called it West Indian Road. And it was just like, well, you know, it is, was the Afro-Caribbean street of North London. It had everything. It had, you know, more West Indian takeaways than any other street I can think of, although I'm Brixtonian, will probably take issue with me saying that. And, you know, enough barbershops and a famous bookshop called Head Start, black bookshop called Head Start. And it was very Afro-Caribbean. And the thing I noticed that was refreshing when I came back is West Green Road, essentially, in essence, is still that. It's not just Afro-Caribbean anymore. It's West African, and it's East African, Somalian, Turkish, and a hint of Latin American, because just around the corner on Seven Sisters Road is the famous Latin American market. And it is really just this bustling, vibey place. If you go to anywhere in the kind of non-Western world or the developing world, those kind of high streets, those kind of market-focused high streets, people on the street, they're talking loud, you're hearing their accents, you're hearing their culture just in the way that the sound of their voices, it's noisy, it's buzzy. And I have to come down that road when I'm coming from going to and from the tube station, Seven Sisters tube station. And just as I turn into a road to get to my place, on the corner of that road is this pub. And it's a pub with a pizza oven, so they kind of do freshly baked pizzas. And, you know, the wafting from the pizza oven, you know, literally grabs your nose and you have to turn around and look inside. And when you look, it's just bare white people. You know, it's just bare, it's essentially young, middle-class white people in this pub. It's just like this island, you know what I mean, of just pure whiteness in the middle of this vibrant kind of ethnic mix of brown people, essentially black and brown people, people of colour in the area. But there's not a single one of the people that you would associate with West Green Road inside this place. And it's packed out with all of, essentially, I'm sorry guys, if any of you are listening, but the gentrifiers are all inside there, literally walled in their sanctuary. And the thing that gets me is that these people, if you had a conversation with any of them, and they ain't coming out and standing outside and talking to any of the black and brown people on the road, but if you had a conversation with any of them, they'd all talk about, they'd all kind of sing the virtues of their liberal credentials and everything else, but are completely oblivious to what they're doing. That they're sitting there creating this exclusive preserve for themselves in the middle of a place where every other culture down the street is integrating, is hanging out, is making the street what it is, a street that has a history, a long historical record of what it's doing, and then there's this kind of preserve for them. For me, it was a sign of that creep that's happening. Everybody knows it's happening. It's been happening to Tottenham, that creep up from Hackney, you know, the ripple effect that people talk about.
Say nothing village.
Asian American community there objected to the proposed bulldozing of their market stores.
Haringey Council are promising 200 homes, new shops and jobs for people that live here.
Traders fear the move, along with the possibility of rising rents, could put them out of business.
I'm not sure now, with the with the knock-on effects of COVID, whether or not that gentrification creep will continue. Hopefully not, because I still feel that vibe here when I live here. You know what I mean? It's like you step out of your house here and the black man nod. It's usually something you associate being with a place, and you see your first black man you've seen in hours of walking in an area mostly white. But here, the place is full of black people. You still have to give the black man nod with everybody. That's the kind of vibe around here. I'm glad I'm back here.